can tell you're upset about something. What's wrong? So you're telling me you recorded something after putting hours of work into it, but when you posted it, it wasn't well received. So now you're thinking of giving up. All right, dear. Sit back and relax. I'm going to ramble at you for a little while, okay? If you want to be an artist, you have to be brave. Not everyone is going to like or understand your work, and that's okay. You're not obligated to make anyone happy through your art. Art is supposed to make you feel something, not specifically happiness. There's a vast range of emotions on the human spectrum just waiting to be explored and exploited. Jealousy, sadness, anger, fear. Those four emotions alone are far more interesting and complex than happiness, in my own opinion. I think of it this way. If everyone was happy the entire story, there is no story at all. Our art is an extension of ourselves. It's a physical, or in this case, audible, manifestation of our thoughts and emotions that dwell deep inside us. It's something created by you, and no one can take that from you. Try to remember that when someone is criticizing you in a non-constructive manner. Sometimes your art won't resonate with someone. Sometimes they just won't understand the message you're trying to portray, because the message has always been subjective in the first place. In other cases, the listener may not be committed to understanding you, and that isn't your fault. As long as you are happy with your work, and you enjoy doing it, nothing else matters. If you put your energy and love into what you do, it will be recognized. It's all about dedication and consistency. The harder you work, the luckier you'll get. A few things I try to remember when voice acting are: slow and steady wins the race. I think the biggest problem with audios I've heard over the years is the actor or actress is speaking entirely too fast. It completely shatters the immersion when I don't have any time to process what they are saying. Allow me to briefly demonstrate as an example. I'm gonna do this. You like that, baby? Yeah. Now I'm gonna touch you here. Is that good? Yeah. How are you feeling now? Hopefully I've made my point clear. The aim is to speak naturally. This gives the listener the illusion that they are speaking with a real person. Paint a picture with silence. Articulate and breathe. Which brings me to my next point. Breathe. You are a human, not a robot. You need to breathe. Voice actors need to breathe. Musicians need to breathe. People need to breathe when they speak to each other. Breathing is natural. Breathing is good. You don't have to excessively huff and puff into the microphone throughout the entire audio. Don't make it awkward. Use your breath strategically to make pauses or rests in musical terms. End your cadences with them, only at specific times to really illustrate the emotion you're portraying. Stop trying to be perfect. Perfection doesn't exist. I repeat, perfection does not exist. Perfection is entirely subjective. Don't waste your precious time and energy on trying to be perfect. While it's good to strive to be the best you can be, aiming for sheer perfection is the quickest way to burnout. Confidence is okay, but try to leave your pride at the door. Take constructive criticism. Starting off, you won't be perfect. There will be flaws. People will point them out. It might sting a little. Making mistakes is embarrassing. But what if I told you mistakes are good? This is how we learn and grow as artists. Take that burn, remember it well. The next time you record, I bet you won't make the same errors. You'll make new ones, and you'll have to correct those as well. But if you keep working on it and refining your craft, less mistakes will be made. Salvador Dali, one of the most famous surrealist artists in human history, says this: "Have no fear of perfection. You'll never reach it." Another saying I keep in mind is, "Perfection is a target that moves at the speed of light. You can only approximate it. In the end, it's all subjective." This is one of the many reasons some artists aren't even appreciated until years after their death. Being an artist is a lot of trial and error. Take risks. Try new things. Fail, learn, grow, repeat. If you only do what you can do, you'll never be a better artist than you are now. The difference between a student and a mentor is, the mentor has tried and failed more times than the student has ever attempted. The mentor did not give up, and neither should you. That being said, also remember, growth is not linear. Sometimes your work will project you forward. Other times, it may feel like you're taking one step forward and two steps back. Cherish the good days, shake off the bad days, and keep walking. Do not compare yourself to others. You are shooting yourself in the foot by doing this. Everyone's artistic journey is their own. The only artist you should be comparing yourself with at the end of the day is you. Strive to be a better artist than you were yesterday, and you'll be well on your way to mastery. Well, gosh, this was quite the ramble. I may have gotten carried away. Do you feel any better? You know you can always talk to me if you need reassurance. You are not alone. Don't be afraid to reach out and ask for help. Okay? It will always be available to you. I'll get out of your way now so you can go back to recording. I can't wait for your next audio. It's going to be amazing.